chapter 5, beginning with verse 7. God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Be alert and around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. This time we'd like to go to God in prayer. We're going to gather around the altar this morning. It's been asked to have a special type of prayer for Lisa. So Lisa, we're going to come up front. Let's all gather around for a special time of prayer with Miss Lisa this morning. A roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I'd like to speak a little while this morning upon the title of weak. All of you that had the flu this past week can amen with me. When you get down with this flu, you get pretty weak. And I was thinking this past week on what I wanted to share about and what I wanted to preach about. And my head hadn't raised up off the pillow for a couple of days with my head hurting and things. And finally Friday, I was getting to the point of I was going to be able to think about what Sunday was going to be about and had all these thoughts going through my mind. And I went back to this scripture that I've read many, many times before. And one of the things that I believe we all can agree on is this morning. The old devil loves it when we're weak, doesn't he? The old devil loves it when our mind is not exactly in tune where it needs to be with God. When I say a roaring lion, what comes to your mind? When I say a roaring lion, what comes to your mind? I always think about those pictures. I don't know if it was in my books when I was in school or not, but a lion just sort of lays on top of the mountain. Just sort of laying there, looking over all of the scheme and all of the things that are there, and seemingly nobody is bothering him, and he's just sort of looking for what his next attack is going to be. Now, being a smart lion, a lion's not going to go after the strongest one out there in front of him to find out what's taking place, but a lion is going to look for someone that is weak. A lion loves to do those type of things. The scripture says this morning, the devil is like a roaring lion. And what is he doing? He is looking for someone to what? Devour. Looking for someone to destroy. Looking to someone that can cause havoc in their lives. We are not careful, we will be the one that the devil looks upon and notices that we are the one that he wants to destroy. How do you feel when you are physically weak? My mama used to have this great word when I was sick as a little boy. She would say, you're weak as water. You ever heard that before? You're just weak as water. You can see right through you. We all can agree today, boy, the devil loves it when we're weak as water, doesn't he? He loves it when he can look at us and see nothing in our lives that can make us stronger and working in the eyes of God. The devil loves us when we are like that. And the old lions love to hunt in a pack, don't they? They have to get together so they can take down the mighty and the ones that are around about them. And they're watching over them to see exactly what they can destroy. The devil says to us today, not only am I coming after you, but I'm going to bring as many others around about you. I don't know about you, but in my life, seemingly, when things start crumble, it starts crumbling all around about us, doesn't it? It's not just one thing. It's a host of things. And that's when the devil is roaring upon us and doing all of these things towards us. Today, let's look at some of the things that causes us to become weak where the devil can prey upon us. First of all, we become weak in our prayer life. Over in Matthew 6, beginning with verse 9, it says, in this manner, pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Have we ever said that many times here in our church before? Maybe not debtors, but trespasses a little bit there. Our Father, our prayer life should not be just a routine. God says, let's look at where your weaknesses are. When you pray, first of all, you should be praying to who? I think a lot of times when we pray, we're praying to ourselves, aren't we? We just say, this is what I want, God. This is what I need to happen in my life, God. This is what's going on in my life, God. But the Scripture says we need to pray to the who? To the Heavenly Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed to me means that you need to praise his name, don't you? You need to feel his presence in our life and feel that glory of God all around about us. When we start to pray, the first place that we need to go is to ask God this. God, it's not my will that I want to be done, but whose will? Your will, God. I'm turning to you. My Father, what is the weakness in my life that I need to turn over to you to become stronger in my life? Thy will be done. Wouldn't it be great if we could take that into every aspect of our life today? Wouldn't it be great to say, God, whatever you ask me to do is what I'm going to be. I believe as a church we need to have that sort of as our motto, don't we? Whatever God you ask, whatever God you ask of us, God, we are going to do our very best to do your will. And a big part of your prayer needs to be this: forgive us. Realize this or not, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Guess what? That's your preacher. Who else? Everybody that can hear me today. We have all had those sins in our lives. And when I pray to God every day, people may say, preacher, do you ask God to forgive you? Yes, I do. I ask God to forgive me of things I remember I've done, and I also ask God to forgive me of things that I forgot that I have done. Because I want to make sure that my heart and my life is in tune with God. Forgive us of those sins and deliver us from evil. As Christians today, we know that the devil is lurking around like that roaring lion, and he is wanting to deliver that sin into our hearts and our lives. Our life needs to be centered around God. Great love that we have for God. And let the Lord know that we are going to serve him. Not only that, do we come weak in our prayer life, we also become weak in reading our Bible. Over in Psalms 119, 105, it says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Have you ever been in a dark place before in your life? When Sheila and I moved from the city of Edmonton, that's the big city, right? The big city of Edmonton. And Edmonton, even on Baker Street, we had the lights outside of our house, the pole lights outside. And they gave them to you. You didn't have to pay anything extra for them. That was just one of the benefits of living in the city. So whenever you went outside at night, no matter if it was 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, there was always some light outside. Now, Sheila grew up in Louisville, which meant she had the city lights, city lights, right? The big bright lights. Edmonton had a few bright lights that was around. But there was always some sort of light when you went outside. I told Sheila when we moved out into the country, out on Reesehurt Road, I said, honey, now, when we move out there, it's going to be dark, dark. And she looked at me and she says, what's dark, dark? Well, my definition of dark, dark is this. You can't see anything, what? In front of you. You can't see anything in front of you. We moved out there. And the first night that we got out there, I said, honey, now we want to make sure. I'll call Tri-County or Farmers. Have them come out and put us a pole light out. Are you sure you don't want? No, no. No, we don't need any of those lights. We'll be fine, fine. Well, we went outside the first night in the yard, and she figured out what was dark, dark. Guess what now? We've got a pole light out beside our house, one in our garage. We got lights all over the place. I even bought a generator just in case the electricity goes out to have that light. Light is important to have in your way, isn't it? Because the Scripture says to us, your word is a lamp for what? For my feet. I believe we all got to agree it's good to know, to be able to see where you're going, isn't it? And we live in a world today where there's a lot to navigate, isn't there? A lot of things out in front of us, that it's just dark, dark. A lot of things in front of us that God wants to do his very best to direct you around that. As Christians, God's word should be that lamp for us. We should take God's word and have it upon our lips every day of our lives. There is not a single day in your life that the devil is not going to try to come after you. There's not a single day in your life that the devil is not going to try to come and destroy you. We need to have the word of God with us every day and have God there with us and say to ourselves, I promise you now, Sheila looking back there this morning, she has to drive me because I don't feel the best anyhow. But on the way home, she's going to say, why did you tell them about being dark, dark? And I'm going to say, because, honey, I believe we all can agree we don't like dark, dark, right? But we do love serving God and knowing that God is the one that can give us what we need to make it through those obstacles in our life. I guess the other big question on that this morning, have you ever been in a dark place in your life? Are you in that dark place right now? Well, the great thing about it is this. God can find you a way home, can't he? God can give you what you need in your life. Also, we become weak in our church life and our church family's life. Over in 2 Peter 3:11, it says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. What is a best way to live holy and godly lives? I believe Christians need Christians, don't they? Let's do that one more time. I believe Christians need Christians, don't they? I believe that when you go to church, hopefully your preacher will preach a good sermon for you today. And hopefully, that's not a hopefully. We know that Debbie does a great kids' corner every Sunday morning, and Nick always does a wonderful Sunday school lesson. You hope all of those things that are kids' Sunday school lessons that are there. You're hoping all of those things are there, but you also go to a place where you just feel loved, don't you? And they give you inspiration in your life. I love prayer around the altar like what we did here with Lisa a few moments ago, because we all know as Christians, when we find that church home and people that are around about us, no matter what we are facing, we are not facing those things by ourselves. Now it's not only you praying, and maybe your husband or your kids or your brothers or your sisters or your mom or your dad, now you have a host of who? Christians praying for you and saying, we want the very best for you. I believe one of the things that we as Christians, I found out in my life, and I'm sure you have too, the longer I stay away from God's house, the less effective I am in being a Christian. And having God it truly in my life to live God holy and godly lives. I believe we could definitely teach a class on that. I don't know, Nick, if we do a Sunday school lesson on that one sometime or not. But to how to live holy and godly lives every day of our lives. Not only to have Christianity here on Sunday morning with us, but being able to take that with us every day of our lives. And lastly, this morning, we become weak when we stop standing up for what is right. Brother Charles is not here this morning. We all miss him. But he would tell us for sure to stand on the right side of right, wouldn't he? That makes us stronger. Over in Matthew 10, beginning with verse 21, it says, brother will betray brother to death, father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. The one that stands firm to the end will be saved. As we get ready for our celebration Sunday, coming up here, just a little over a month away now, isn't it? Comes back really, really fast. I was thinking the other day about the day that I left, and a lot of you all left, the United Methodist Church. I had pulled over in Edmonton. One of my favorite things I always loved to do when I was working. I found out when I was working, I could get away with a lot more things with Sheila now, back then, than I can now, because she's with me all the time. So I can't get away with certain things. But there was one of my favorite things to do was after I'd had a hard day at work, before I went home for supper, I would go down to Edmonton IGA, and I would go inside, back to the deli, and they would cut me a ham and cheese loaf. Any of y'all like ham and cheese loaf sandwiches. I always got mine on number 5. Got me a little mayonnaise, a little hot sauce to put on there. But go by and get me a bag of munchos. Anybody like munchos? And then come up to the counter and get me a Sunkist. And I'd go out there in the car, and I would sit down and eat my ham and cheese loaf sandwiches and my munchos. And you say, preacher, was you lying to your wife? No, she didn't call and ask. Well, I didn't tell her, right? And I was sitting out there enjoying that day. And I got a call from one of the leaders in the United Methodist Church at that time, that at one time I thought was my friend. But he called me up and he said, we're getting ready. And Randy will remember this because I had to call him up and ask him what it was. And I really can't remember the name of it. But basically, they were going to take me before the court for being a preacher. What was that name, Randy? You remember what it was? Jurisdictional court or something like that? Something like that? And I went, you're going to do what? We're going to take you before the jurisdictional courts to get rid of you. And I remember thinking to myself, well, buddy, you don't have to take me anywhere. I'm done with you. And right then I realized something. It was not anybody else. It was going to be me and who? Me and God. Me and God. Today, I believe, folks, it's you and God, isn't it? We have to be willing to stand for what is right and believe that, because the old devil is going to like to roar on all folks at all times and try to destroy us at all times if we don't have our guard up and truly believe in what is right. Weak. As Christians, I truly believe that we need to become stronger every day in our relationship with God. The roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. Today, if you are weak and you need to become stronger in our God, we invite you to come as we have our closing song this morning. Joan Lark.